Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible. Week 1, the line of life and the line of death in chapters 5 through 8 of Romans. Wednesday's related verses. Romans 8:6, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. Romans 8:10 and 11 and 38. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. John 14:21 and 23. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. Related reading. The Spirit is our innermost part. The body is our outermost part. And the soul, the main part of our being, stands between them. As a result of the fall, Satan, as the tree of knowledge, came into man's flesh. As a result of our believing in Christ, God, as the tree of life, came into our spirit. Therefore, the two trees that were once in the garden outside of man are now within us, one in our flesh and the other in our spirit. If we read Romans 7 carefully, we will see that Paul said in his flesh nothing good dwells, only sin. Sin is actually the evil nature of Satan. To say that sin dwells in our flesh means that Satan, the evil one, is in our flesh. Romans 8:16, a verse which proves that God is in us, says that the Spirit of God witnesses with our spirit. Thus, every genuine Christian is a miniature Garden of Eden. The mind of your soul represents yourself. Sin in your flesh represents Satan, and the spirit in your spirit represents God. As in the Garden of Eden, the three parties form a triangular situation within us. Our body, which contains our inner being, was created as a pure, clean, and good vessel. But one day God's enemy came in to inject himself into man by the way of man's eating. Man ate of the tree of knowledge, and the actuality and reality of that tree got into man's physical body. Man's body was originally pure, But since Satan injected himself into man, man's body has another element, a foreign element, added to it, and it has become flesh. Thus, the flesh has two elements, one element created by God, and another element, the element that is Satan himself. By this we can see that something foreign, something strange, something other than God's creation got into man's body created by God. All the ethical and moral teachings in human religion and human culture never touch this point because they do not have the revelation concerning man's flesh. The scriptures show that the flesh is our polluted and transmuted body. Romans 6:6 tells us that our body today is the body of sin. It is not the body of righteousness. Romans 7:24 says that our body is, quote, the body of this death, end quote. Sin is the husband, and death is the wife. They never have a divorce. Sin surely loves death, and death is all the time submitted to sin. Our body is a body of sin and death. Do you love your body? We need to buffet our body. Our body is the flesh because it is no longer pure. Regardless of how much we pray and walk with the Lord, we have to realize that right beside our inner being, this ugly thing, the body of sin and death, is here with us all the time. As long as we are still living until the day of our redemption, the body of sin and death is always with us. Sin, death, and Satan are all together in the flesh. Many of us spend our time attending the meetings of the church in the church meeting hall. Satan also has a meeting hall. The meeting hall of Satan is our flesh. Satan is always in the flesh with sin and death. The flesh is filled up with Satan, sin, and death. The flesh, Satan, sin, and death are one. We should not think that we have anything good or that we have any possibility of being good. We must be enlightened to see that our flesh is an ugly thing. We have to condemn it, not try to improve it. Some Christians get deceived into thinking that after they are saved, their flesh has been recovered. But God would never recover the flesh. Our flesh is a hopeless case. We should not have any kind of positive expectation concerning our flesh.